Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you will find there completely free. freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site allows you, the listener, to control the content of the website. You can submit different news items or blog posts or perhaps YouTube videos that you find online that you think are pretty interesting, you want to share with our other listeners. You submit it to the site, and then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. As we continue here, taking your phone calls about whatever you want, Stephen is in Washington. And, Stephen, you were about to tell us a story of your conversation with somebody who's in the military.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead with
great.
Your thoughts.
Yeah, this happened. Now, I don't live in New Hampshire. I don't live in the free state or the soon-to-be free state yet. So most of my activism takes place online. I mean, it's kind of lame in a way, but as this case illustrates, it can be extremely productive. This guy, it started out with me saying something against troop worshippers, people who worship the troops, you know, and treat them as if they're deified. You know, they die for your, you know, they die for you and things like that. And, of course, it started with him saying if I was standing in front of him, he'd punch me in the face and all this stuff. But I didn't react like, you know, oh yeah, we'll bring it on, like, you know, typical internet flame wars. I just very calmly, you know, started talking to him about violence and defensive violence and the difference between what he's doing, in his capacity as a military man and defensive violence and his oath and how come in his oath that he swore, I'm a vet myself, in his oath he swore.
That always helps, by the way, when you're having a conversation like that.
It sure does. I mean, you know, somehow or another, the people that are vets are, you know, immune to
Semper Fi or
whatever. They're part of the club.
Whatever it is. I mean, they're still hard on me, don't get me wrong, but they'd be much harder on folks like you, for example, as you're well aware of. But I, you know, I explained, one of the things I explained to him was that the reason why in your oath you swear to uphold and defend the Constitution first, and then it says, oh, and by the way, obey the, you know, the orders of your president and the leaders appointed above you. The reason why that is because the people who wrote that, which I believe was the first Congress, if I'm not mistaken, knew that there could possibly come a day where the president and or the military leaders were the enemies of the Constitution that this soldier is swearing that he's going to defend the Constitution against. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? And this has gone on for days, and just now I have received an email from a Facebook message, actually, where he basically said, listen, you know, you're right, I can't get around it anymore. I have everything he's fired at me, I've batted out of the park. I think that one of the things that helped was the fact that I was never outraged. I was calm during the entire exchange, including at the beginning when he was making threats. And incidentally, an army wife, not his wife, but somebody else, I'm about halfway to convincing her.
Loving people to liberty is effective.
Yeah, and the thing is I haven't really talked to him about the whole voluntarist thing or anything like that. I figured I'd give him a little, you know, spoonful, sort of like how I was doing.
Sure, sure.
But I've been talking to him about constitutionality more than anything else.
Yeah, you have to take people step by step. I'm just amazed that it's worked out. I've found that the online stuff just it wears me down before I'm willing to. I just don't have the energy and the fortitude to stick with these folks. I'm usually like, just forget it.
Yeah, normally I'm the same way, but I've had about an on and off migraine for about 4 or 5 days, so I've just ended up sitting in front of the computer, and that has given me a lot of time. And also, it sort of forced me to be more patient because, you know, when you start getting yourself all riled up and emotional and you have a migraine, well, the migraine just gets worse. So,
yeah.
But normally, yeah, I don't even, whatever. Oh, you're going to kill me if I say this to your face? Okay, fine, delete.
Well, it's good for you, Stephen, for sticking it out and caring enough about him and freedom in general to show him the light.
Great story. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, just the fact that, unfortunately, this poor soul has to go back to Iraq soon.
So, oh, damn.
That's the sad addendum to the story.
Well, you know what? He'll take what he's learned and go over there and share that, and it'll make a difference.
Hopefully. Thank you, Stephen, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. At 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, we've talked a lot about the TSA and the new body scanners over the last week, what with one of our co-hosts being attempted to be shaken down by the TSA, refusing, and now having the news media just climbing all over the place to try to get in touch with her. I guess... like News 7 from Boston just showed up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
She didn't even expect them to. She had no idea who they were that they were coming by, but they showed up. So she's still in demand. I know she's got more interviews coming up this week. She's going to be on WSPB, which is one of our affiliates in Toledo, Ohio, this week. And she was just interviewed by two different TV stations today. This weekend, she was on the New England Cable News Network, New England Cable News, I think. NECN is what she was on, which is a New England-based news network. So she was featured there, and that was a very good piece, and you can see that over at freekeen.com. So the TSA certainly has been the subject of the discussion, but one of the things we've pointed out about these body scanners and the security state in general is that it's not going to end at the gate to the airport. It's not going to end at the terminal. It's
right.
going to expand.
Well, you can see that's what's occurred over time. At one point, you were allowed to have bottles of water. Now you're not allowed to have bottles of water. At one point,
I don't just mean in the airport.
I'm just, you can see the government programs expand, bureaucracies expand. That's what they do, and people aren't thinking about it. They're thinking about what do I got to do to get through now? But just remember, this is what the TSA is going to do. They're going to expand their purview and expand their purview and expand their purview. And at what point is this organization that has not yet ever caught a terrorist going to just encapsulate your whole life?
It's not just TSA now, though. We've got the Border Patrol in Southern California. Stopped a friend of mine, Dr. Morrison, who I went to college with some 20-whatever years ago. And he's been living in Mexico for some time with his wife and children. And
he ain't no real American.
He's actually Canadian. So he's Canadian living in Mexico, traveling to the United States to visit his mother. But in any case, he's traveling up to Palm Springs, which is pretty far south. And it's easier for him to take a bus because, as we've discuss the flights, by the time you get to the airport, wait an hour, go there, shuttle, da-da-da, it's faster to drive. So this last March, he was traveling and at an unspecified stop or whatever, what is the word I'm looking for?
It wasn't where he was intending to stop?
It wasn't where he was intending to stop, but it also
wasn't
an actual stop.
Okay.
Right. The Border Patrol stopped the bus and brought everyone off of the bus and proceeded to go through everyone's things. They had the, and then assisting Border Patrol were Army officers or Army personnel.
Men in fatigues.
That's got to be disturbing.
Very disturbing. They went through everyone's bags. They had dogs as well. Did not ask anyone's permission to do so. They found a small bag of weed, confiscated the weed. No arrests were made.
Keeping us safe. Uh-huh.
They had the backscatter machine going there and used it for the entire busload of people, which I'm not even sure. I don't know how transportable those things are.
That's what I was going to ask is where you said this was not a Greyhound stop. This was just some sort of police state stop, basically.
Right.
So was it one of those internal checkpoints?
Border Patrol checkpoint.
So it was one of their Border Patrol checkpoints. So
it wasn't a Greyhound bus stop, but it was a Border Patrol checkpoint.
So what you're saying is they actually have a backscatter machine installed at least one of the Border Patrol checkpoints that are internal. They're not on the border. These are the ones that are actually in the country.
In California, correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they had everybody go through the backscatter machine that was on the Greyhound bus.
That's my understanding.
Did your friend...
In March 2000... This last year.
Last year. Did he opt out? Did he try to opt out? Did he know he could opt out?
No one
could
opted
out.
No one opted out. They were afraid because the military personnel that were there
would be taken away and locked up in who knows where.
They were told to put their cameras away. No one was allowed to have a camera.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. VARadio.com.
A new way to improve your health has arrived. Your body's primary nutrient for detoxification and antioxidant power is glutathione. Glutathione mops up heavy metals and toxins of all kinds and carries them to the liver for elimination. Glutathione neutralizes free radicals, which keeps your cells younger and stops inflammation. Glutathione gives you a strong immune system and gives you greater athletic endurance. The problem is your body's natural production declines due to age and toxins. What's your body's best way to produce strong and youthful levels of glutathione? It's One World Whey protein powder. One World Whey protein powder is an industry first. It comes from grass-fed cows and is never heated. This miraculous whey protein powder supplies your body with the nutrient power to increase your glutathione production by as much as 64% or more. The increase in strength, energy, and well-being can be pronounced and amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free for whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there completely free. So head over there and do that, and you can enjoy things like our bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Mark, we're going to do a Totosac giveaway coming up, but what is the Totosac?
Totosac is it's a handle. It's like a little hook. It's made out of recycled materials, and it's made right here in the United States. by Game Engineering in Bensonville, Illinois. And it's awesome for carrying back the groceries from the grocery store, whether it's from the grocery store into the car, from the car into the house, even from the house into the boat, you know, whatever it is you need to carry grocery bags for. I find it extraordinarily useful. I just hook it into my back pocket when I go into the grocery store. I don't even need to worry about taking a grocery cart out of the grocery store, because I don't like to put it in the corrals or back in the grocery store or anything like that. It's totasac.us if you want to take a look at one of them. But you know, not only can you buy a family pack today, but they're also available for your store if you want to sell them. It's totasac.us.
All right, so coming up, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totasac. Stay tuned for that. We'll give you the phone numbers at the time. It will be a different number than our normal call-in number, which is 800-259-9231. You can comment on what you want. But, Michelle, you're telling us a story about a friend of yours who was riding on a Greyhound bus.
That's correct.
Unexpected, because, again, most people don't expect to encounter the police state because they believe we live in a free country, and then all of a sudden it just comes crashing in on them, unless they've been paying attention, which most people don't, and I don't blame them because it's bad news, and who wants to pay attention to that? But he unexpectedly is stopped on this Greyhound bus, the entire bus stopped by military men, by the Border Patrol and the military.
Assisted by the U.S. military, correct.
People in fatigues, as well as Border Patrol members, stopping this bus, demanding that everybody get off. Bags were searched.
Correct.
They actually, according to him, they actually had one of these backscatter machines at this checkpoint location.
Yeah, and actually if you go to, it's a scrib.com. It's a GAO website, and it's the Border Patrol report to Congress, and mm-hmm. And they talk about how the backscatter checkpoints and at the northern border and the southern border have been very effective.
So how many of these they have is another question. Sounds like they've got more than a handful already being installed at these locations. So, hello, this is already it's already escaped the airports. We've known for a couple years now that the TSA has, maybe more than a few years now, that the TSA has been doing occasional what they call their Viper teams, which just sounds like a friendly
group of
folks, going out to train stations and going to bus stations and screening people there. But normally the way they'll do it there is they'll come in and they'll set up for a day, and then they'll go to another station or something like that.
We all know that people that ride in the bus, they aren't worth all the extra expense.
Well, no, Mark, it's just that they haven't been able to justify expanding the TSA to include every single bus station or train station. All they'll need is a good bomb.
They could do it anytime they wanted to.
They could do it, but if somebody were to bomb a train station, it would make it a lot easier for them.
I don't know what it would take, but they definitely could do it anytime they want.
So, and this just goes to show that it's gone beyond that. It has gone out to these random checkpoints that are showing up. There are two different types of checkpoints. There are the permanent installations, like, you know, the million, $2 million, $4 million installation that they actually have on the side of the road down there. There's some up, I guess, up north, but there's probably a lot more down south. And so there's there's those, and then there's the random ones where they'll just set up alongside of the road somewhere for a temporary period of time, maybe a few weeks, and they'll screen people as they're coming through. But did you know that they were actually being screened with a backscatter machine? They're starting to set these things up at these permanent installations. That's what they're doing. They literally are pulling people over when they're on the road and submitting them to the backscatter search. That's the police state that we live in.
So people would say, well, in the airport, you have the right. I was talking to somebody today. You have the right to drive. You have the right to take a bus. You have the right to take a train. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go through this stuff.
Yes,
apparently,
you do.
That's not true.
Well, we don't know if he had to. Who knows what they would have done if he had refused. But either way, you have to go through something, right? Even if you can refuse the backscatter machine and they'll give you the super pat down at the bus station or at the Border Patrol checkpoint.
Yeah, I can't wait for that super pat down. I'm just dying for that thing.
You still get molested or you get seen naked. And that's going to be the price of not just air travel, but apparently it's now the price of traveling through certain zones. Now, they haven't set these Border Patrol checkpoints up in the breadbasket yet. But they are.
Arizona and California are listed here as
yes.
two of the places.
New Mexico is also all along the southern border within 100 miles of the border, and the northern border within 100 miles
of
that border.
I'm talking about where there are backscatter.
That we know of.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Okay, but we don't know. I mean, they're likely trying to expand these.
Sure.
And we know that these Border Patrol checkpoints are within 100 miles of the northern or southern borders. So,
and they could just as easily expand that to places that have ports, just as
that's
they
right.
feel like it.
Or they can just expand it to wherever the heck they want
yeah,
to
right.
as they feel like it.
I remember when Michael Badnarik spoke on the right to conveyance. It was years ago that I remember this. And it was his argument against getting a driver's license, I believe. And then in turn, the argument on the other side has to do with the Interstate Commerce Clause, which seems to be used about
well, anything
everything.
Justify a lot,
right.
Yeah.
So it, at the end of this report, though, it's pretty funny to me anyway.
This is your friend writing to you.
No, actually, this is the GAO contract.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. So the Border Patrol is not yet using performance measures it has developed to examine the extent that checkpoint operations affect quality of life in surrounding communities. The Border Patrol uses patrols and technology to detect and respond to circumvention, but officials said that other priorities sometimes precluded positioning more than a minimum number of agents on checkpoint circumvention routes. So in other words, people have argued that the quote-unquote illegal aliens that are going to circumvent the Border Patrol and go through their yards, I guess,
mm-hmm.
are going to cause a great deal of damage to the environment, and so the Border Patrol is looking into that.
I'm sure they'll look into it very quickly.
God,
I'm sure they're very concerned.
They're going to leave a Snickers wrapper.
So that there you have it. I mean, what more needs to be said about this? The predictions are coming true that these border bureaucrats, or the TSA, are expanding out from the airports. The backscatter machines are now at these Border Patrol stations, and there's no reason why they won't show up in a town near you someday. There's no reason why. It's more security, so-called. Of course, we all know it's security theater because it's not...
You have the right to stay in your home. You don't have to go out and deal with this crap.
What will their excuses be now? Right. What will the excuses of the police state defenders be when we're being stopped as we're trying to go to work, as we're trying to go on a vacation without getting on an airplane? It's happening now. And also, something happening now is we're giving you a two-pack of the Totesac.
That's a segue.
Totesac.us. That's going to help you bring the groceries back in from the car if the TSA doesn't confiscate them all at the, the border bureaucrats don't confiscate your donuts as they're going through they're going to start searching your vehicle on a regular basis as they can get away with it.
They already
come
into your home for up to 29 days without letting you know.
603-435-1105. If you want to win the Totesac, if you call in right now, first caller gets it at 603-435-1105. Free Talk Live.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find there completely free, including our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners as our chat room is built into the same page as the webcam. Go see and listen at cam.freetalklive.com. The cam is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In some cases, they can do that private labeling overnight. In stock, ready to ship, memorydealers.com.
800-259-9231. We continue here with your phone calls about what you want. Nick is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm here to talk about loving people to liberty.
Okay, sure.
Yay!
Yeah. Well, that struck a chord with me because I was a Democrat for most of my life until 2007, and then I was converted by the Ron Paul campaign.
Hmm.
And what made the difference there is that Ron Paul made a lot of the same arguments that you hear from, you know, typical Republicans, like how low taxes is how you grow jobs and welfare and creates unemployment. But he made them clearly and non-combatively. And that's very different even from what I see from a lot of libertarians.
Mm.
He explained the libertarian philosophy without the vitriol. You know, he didn't call cops thugs or...
Well,
you know.
Hold on. He didn't do that at age 70-something, but he sure did when he was 40.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, he was a wild thing.
Well, whatever's effective for him at the time is valuable, and I think that, you know, that for me, I believe that what I want to do is I want to show people, even the caller, because what we did early on in Free Talk Live is we beat the caller up in order to show the rest of the world how dumb they were and their position was. But over time, I've come to the idea that I want to do is I want to convince the caller too. I'm by no means good at it. You know, I still quickly lapse into the sort of combative role, but I'd like to get better.
Oh, well, you know what I'd recommend for you, Mark, or for anybody out there that is wanting to increase their ability to effectively communicate the ideas of liberty. I was reading on my flight, actually, as we were going out to L.A. for the convention that we went to recently, the talk convention. I was reading Secrets of Libertarian Persuasion by Michael Cloud. Now, it's written in a very kind of, well, small government mentality way, sort of like the typical libertarian that you might think of. But there's some really useful tactics and techniques in there as far as empathizing with the person that you're talking to and different, you know, verbal jiu-jitsu.
That's the only thing that works is feeling, you know, approaching the other person on the level of their heart.
Yeah, and there's a lot of good tips and suggestions in there. I used to actually listen. There it originally was an audio tape series way back when we had audio tapes. And I actually had them and really enjoyed it. They then turned it into a book, and so now it's available for anybody to get their hands on through the Advocates for Self-Government at theadvocates.org. It's really packed full of useful suggestions. And when you sit there and read that book, even if you've been communicating the ideas for a decade, you'll feel ashamed of yourself. Like, man, I am just terrible at this, and I need to get better. So, because he's got some great ideas. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts, Nick.
Yeah, I think my parents might be coming around to the idea. We just found out today we're having a new addition built onto our house, and it's opened up a whole can of regulatory worms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We found out that our house is not up to code. It turns out that according to the local laws, we have to have a smoke detector in every bedroom and within 15 feet outside of every bedroom.
Well, did you think you owned your house?
Yeah, no
Jeez.
Kidding.
Well, you know, and the funny thing is, and this really, it brings it home for people is, oh my God, we've been living in this house all our lives. Who yeah. knew that we were, you know, teetering on the parapet of death?
1998, that was when those laws went in effect, and apparently it never came up until now.
So you actually had some sort of government inspector come in and he noted all these things?
Well, no, it was an electrician. From a subcontractor from the building company, and I don't know why it was kind of weird why he was going around looking through our house for all these things because they're just, you know, building on an addition.
No, it's not weird.
I think he wants
he
the
makes
business.
A lot of money doing this, and you know, the people that are in his industry that managed to lobby the government for these regulations. Well, they went through a lot of work in order to make him a lot of money. So.
Yep. Looks like you're gonna need some smoke detectors here. I'm sorry, it's the law, and I can't do this upgrade for you unless your house is up to code. So before we're gonna do this addition and run the electrical for the addition, we're gonna have to get you these smoke detectors. Now I can go and get them for you and install them for just $50 a pop.
No, please, they want to wire these, hardwire these things in. They don't like the battery ones anymore.
They could fail. The batteries could fail.
This is more like $1,500 worth of work, not five.
Now, what's especially funny about it is the reason why you have to have one inside the bedroom in addition to within 15 feet. It's in case you can't. It's in case you're in the bedroom and you can't hear the one that's right outside your door.
Good Lord.
But the thing is
or
that,
smell the smoke or hear the dog barking or anything.
Yeah, no
things.
Kidding. But the thing is that, like, in our house, the acoustics are such that from almost any room in the house, you can hear just about anything that goes on anywhere.
But you could have the music turned up really loud, and then you would need it in that very same room.
You could be a very, very heavy sleeper. You could sleep like you're in a coma.
What if the music is too loud? Maybe they need to have... I remember when I was in school, they had these horrible... incredibly bright flashing lights that were attached to the fire alarms. They probably didn't have this when you were in school, Mark, but
some guy just beat on a drum.
They had the klaxon that you might be used to with a fire alarm, but there were, like, the lights were so bright, it was almost blindingly bright.
Yeah.
Maybe they need to put those in your bedroom, too, just to make sure, in case you have the music up too loud or having too much of a good time.
Or maybe to make sure that I can't make it out of the house.
I'm telling you, it was just so distracting and so obnoxious. So what else happened? I mean, is it basically to the point where he cannot, or he can't do the work that you want him to do until these problems are corrected, or will he not?
Oh, I don't know the details about that. I was just listening in on the conversation from afar.
I see. It's not your house. It's your parents' house?
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
So what else did you want to share?
Nope, that's pretty much
right,
it.
Thanks, Nick, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Paul is in West Virginia listening to WVTS. Hello, Paul.
Hey, I just wanted to, you know, mention that, you know, until the United States of America and our country gets used to profiling, and some people would call that discrimination, which I think is, you know, it's kind of bogus, and get used to it. The Greyhound system in our country right now is an easy target. It's an easy mark. And until...
why is profiling going to make it a less easy mark?
Well...
And what are you going to do with these buses?
If we look at profiling in airports, and if we look at the attacks on America, and I want to use Unabomber and Ted Kaczynski as an example, those were local hits. You know, these are just some psychotic individuals out there. They're anti-government. And if I look at the World Trade Centers, that's a United States hit. And if I was to compare that to some psychotic out there as an American standpoint, or American against the United States government, attacking a government building in Oklahoma City versus attacking the World Trade Center, what caused the most death? Was it a person of American descent, or was it a person of, you know, a light tanned, skinned American?
Are you suggesting what are you suggesting when you mention profiling? Like, what do you got in mind exactly?
Well, if you and I are an American and we're going through the same scenario,
you mean
Israel,
white? When you say Americans, do you mean white?
I want to use Americans.
Hmm.
Well, wait a second. May I ask you, what color are you?
I'm white.
You're white. Well, my kids are white, but they're actually African, and they've got half Arabic names and half non-Arabic names. And should they be profiled?
Well, I hate to say that if you're looking at the attack of what has happened to people.
The United States government has killed more people than
all the terrorists combined.
Muslims, right.
I'll tell you what, Paul, I want you to hang on. I want you to explain your vision for this profiling, because I'm not, still not clear. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Even the major remaining moments, we have enough time for you. 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there for you, including our mobile site, m.freetalklive.com. Get you there through your smartphone, quick access to our streams and podcast, m.freetalklive.com. And don't forget that you can help promote Free Talk Live. Just go to promote.freetalklive.com, get a list of things you can do, web banners and flyers and calling a local radio station and things that you can do to get Free Talk Live to more people's ears around the world. promote.freetalklive.com.
You know, when Christmas time rolls around, it's nice to be able to get gifts for the people on your list that promote the ideas of liberty. Now, for the first time, there's a novel showing how liberty can realistically triumph. It's called Progress. You can go to amazon.freetalklive.com and just look up Progress by Charles Stample, and it'll come right up there. Or you can go on freetalklive.com. The banner's on the right-hand side of the page. I've read the book. I think that it's got some really great lines in it for succinctly explaining the ideas of liberty to people. So don't just get it for a friend. Get it for yourself. It's Progress, a novel, and you can go to get it at Amazon.com.
All right. 800-259-9231. And so we're going to continue. Paul is here with us in West Virginia listening to WVTS. Paul, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you had called in to suggest that Americans, if they are sick and tired of all this TSA stuff, should get used to the idea of profiling. And I just wanted to kind of have some idea of what it was you were referring to. What do you have in mind as far as your vision for what things should be like with, profiling?
Okay, I don't argue the fact that, you know, I think that, you know, as our military bases over 130 across the world, we are definitely intrusive.
Yes.
And I can see where we could form a lot of enemies because of that. I mean, my attitude
indeed
is let's pull all these resources back into the country, protect all of our borders and every state surrounding every water that we have. And, you know, imagine the defense that we could have.
So do you support them? Now, I'm glad we agree at least to the point of pulling the troops back from the other countries. I agree with that. But then does that mean you support the internal checkpoints that the Border Patrol is doing?
Well, unfortunately, I have to support the internal checkpoints from a safety standpoint of view.
Are you in the military?
I can't discuss that with you, ma'am.
Were you unsafe a decade ago? I mean, are you somehow unsafe now, but you weren't before? I mean, we haven't had border checkpoints or these internal checkpoints, which are not actually on the so-called border. They're within 100 miles of it. We've had these checkpoints now for a few years, but we didn't have them back, you know, a decade ago or two decades ago. Are things less safe now?
No, sir, we did not, but we also did not have two buildings blow up in the middle of New York City.
But the buildings blew up, like you said, from our foreign policy. If we pulled the troops back and said, hey, everybody, we're sorry, I think we'd have a lot better time. You know, like maybe they wouldn't be targeting us, and perhaps they'd be going on and targeting things that are a bigger issue to these, you know, the radicals there that want to take over the governments in the Middle East. They don't want our government. They want their own.
Correct.
And so then, hold on. What part of that was correct? Was it that you agree that if the United States military would pull back and come back to the United States, that we wouldn't need the internal checkpoints anymore?
I don't. I think it would slow it, but we're still going to have an enemy force out there.
So you're all right then. As long as there's this, well, the specter of terrorism, right?
Yes.
Right. As long as there's this this nebulous specter out there of terrorism, then that's the excuse to completely create a police state here in this country. And you would use the U.S. military to assist in that police state, right? You'd rather have them here being part of the police state than in other countries, you know, policing those countries, right?
Well, you're always going to have an attack of evil upon good and a good upon evil.
Wait. Where's the good?
That is going to be up to an individual decision.
Yeah, I don't see the government as being good because they do evil.
No.
They steal from people and they threaten people and they hurt people. I'm not saying the people that crashed the planes into the towers were good either. That's just evil responding to more evil. So maybe if the U.S. government were to, as you suggested, pull their troops back and then get rid of the all these stupid security measures that do nothing more than inconvenience me and inconvenience business and inconvenience humans from getting from point A to point B, maybe we'd actually have a better economy because people could get around and do things without having to deal with the officious bureaucrats nosing into their business and their belongings.
You know, when they have these checkpoints on the road and stuff, why don't they take my bottled water there? You know, they take my bottled water on the airplane and they throw it away so that I have to go buy another bottle of water
don't
once I get
them
beyond.
Ideas, please.
But why don't they take
hot.
My bottle of water in the car?
It wouldn't be safe for you to be out in the desert without your
God's
water.
For God's I walk around the streets with bottles of water. I could be, I don't know, watering things.
Could be acid in that bottle of water. You could spray it
it's
on
It's just
someone.
So remarkably stupid. You understand the same flaming morons that work for the TSA and they're all their stupid rules. They're going to be the same ones that are inconveniencing us on the road.
Well, no,
right?
He wants the military to do that, Mark.
But the military, I mean, you're talking about 19-year-olds that couldn't do a job anyplace else.
We were talking about good and evil, dark and light. And
okay.
Do you agree that there is only one way to remove darkness, and that is to shine light. So if, in fact...
Do you agree, Paul? Wait a minute. Do you agree with
that? I'm still here. Well...
What's scientific truth?
It is true. I'm just making sure. You asked him if he agreed.
Let him go on.
Ma'am?
Yes.
If I want to tie it into the end times of humanity, these prophecies that are happening today have to happen in order for the end time prophecies to occur.
Are you a biblical scholar?
Ma'am.
Well, I am. I'm just trying to know who my opponent is in this discussion right now and whether or not you are referencing possibly the rapture.
You went to seminary school, right?
I did.
Put it this way, ma'am. I live in a room in the woods of West Virginia. Well, not a room, but a decent sized house with a lead base and aluminum back casing.
Oh,
and, yeah.
With a
so
what?
You know, I'm pretty far out there when it comes to, and plus I live, you know, pretty much in the middle of 100 acres of land.
Got himself
out in the middle of the woods. So, but no, I'm not one of those crazy people out there. But let's just say, you know, I've had my times, I've had my shares, and I see where things are going and what's happening in our world and our country.
I think that storing food and having, you know, weapons to protect your property and yourself is that there's nothing that's actually a positive and a good thing.
But wait, aren't you saying to bring on, like, the mark of the beast and to bring on the police state tyranny so we can have the rapture or something like that? Isn't that what you're saying? Like, hurry things up?
I'm not, So I've had discussions with people before. Like, so let's say the rapture already occurred, and we're the ones left to defend the rest of the world.
Oh, that better not be the case. Let me tell you.
Well, I mean,
I'm not a Christian,
I'm sorry.
Okay, but let's get back to this for a second, because you were talking good and evil and dark and light and everything and the profiling. How is separating people into ethnic groups anything other than a setup for genocide?
Okay.
No, I'm not okay. How is it anything other than a setup for a potential genocide?
We live in a fallen world, and there is genocide that goes on over Africa many times with special operations in Somalia. The destruction that has happened within this world.
We're talking about the United States.
So let's have some genocide here. They do it over there. Let's have our own genocide. Great idea. No, really, what do you want to do about the profiling? I mean, you want to have like a separate line for Muslims at the airport? What do you got in mind?
Okay, well, if I'm going to look at a... If I am a United States government official and I have a list of individuals,
which I think you are,
don't call it.
I have a list of individuals, and I'm an investigator, and the list of individuals all fall into this certain profile. And I don't like to use the word black hair and tan skin. Keep in mind, I'm Italian.
Okay.
And so I fit that profile.
Right, so only if it's a boo or a beeb or something like that, right?
And if I was to go through this photographic list of people that are on this list, 90% of them will fit black hair, light, dark-skinned people. I'm sorry. And if I was
haven't told me what you want to do with that list. Like, what do you want to do to those folks?
If I was an investigator and I wanted to try to target the most likely candidate that is going to make an attack on the United States of America, I'm sorry about your light tan skin color.
So let all the white people through. White and black people can go through, but the dark tan skin folks that aren't black, they can go through. Let the Mexicans through, maybe. No, you probably wouldn't like that, would you?
Well, stop two of my three kids, but the one that's more fair than me, the redhead, can't.
I wish we had more time to talk to you about this, Paul. It's very interesting. I would love to know what your vision is, because you didn't really describe your vision. You just talked about how you want to profile. You didn't really describe what you want to see happen as far as the profiling is concerned. Should everybody just be able to walk through the security checkpoint unless they're brown, in which case then they're pulled aside into the special Muslim checkpoint? That's what I'd like to know. Maybe Paul can call us back tomorrow night. We can talk further about it. But we're out of time for tonight. See you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com in the meantime.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.